It's part in part to subsidise the development of a value-added almond processing centre. So we'll be able to. Currently, we just sell a raw commodity, and now we will be blanching, slicing, dicing, roasting product, and being able to export and sell that into the local marketplace. And the other one is a biomass plant, and the biomass plant will consume all of our orchard waste, generate 2.5 megawatts of power. And all of that, this will power this facility and also the excess power we return to the grid.
Now, the plan to use almond waste to power the facility has been in the works for a long time. How much of a contribution is the $1.5 million being contributed by the Victorian government having to that project? And is there any additional things that that money will allow you to do that weren't going to happen in the original plan?
The funding, it represents about 5 to 7.5% of each of the projects. The reality is that gives us the opportunity to, you know, go the next step in each process around automation and value adding. And, you know, the most important thing is to remember is that we have to be competitive, and there's a lot of natural barriers where we are located, and this means that we can be competitive in a global marketplace because of this facility, currently 80% of the product's exported.
Ms Green, what's the justification for the Victorian government coming on board a project like this? Because there would be some in other horticulture sectors who would say the almond industry doesn't actually need a lot of help at the moment. So why has the Victorian government chosen to be involved with this?
Well, it's a broader objective about jobs, but also these Victorian communities impacted by the Murray-Darling Basin Plan are really deserving of support to diversify their local economies. And Paul's mentioned the biomass plant, but also there's Stage 3 to be able to develop an almond-only production line. With so many in the community now having allergens and allergens to some nut products, so being able to have that production line. And look, local jobs are really something that's very much an objective of the Andrews Labor government.
So, Paul, on that note, how many jobs are expected to be created by this project?
They'll be created by the project about 30 direct jobs. We know from our own studies that we will create six additional jobs per job, so indirectly people who supply our raw material suppliers and things like that. I wouldn't mind just making a comment on why invest in it. I think you've got to remember that we are now in a position where we're going to sell product overseas with the value add, and a lot of Australia is just stuck with in selling agriculture is just selling the commodity, and a lot of the margin and the profit is made in the value add. So we're actually the government is helping us to fully utilise those two important resources, the Australian people and our land, right up to the end, as opposed to let somebody else step in halfway through the process.
With the water market and the price of water, that because the almond industry is riding high at the moment and prices are good, there's a lot more room to purchase temporary water and also permanent water allocations. Is there going to be movements in the future if you're looking to reduce your energy consumption here? Are you also looking into schemes that will perhaps reduce the amount of water that's needed to keep a business this size going?
Yeah, look, we're constantly working on that. We have spent a lot of money on our pumping systems so that they're more efficient from both an energy and a water distribution perspective. We've got a lot more technology. I mean, you know, just the things like the iPhones and the iPads means that we're much more on top of what's going on our farms. We're also having to replace a lot of dripper tube. We now do no micro-sprinkler irrigation whatsoever. I hear what you say, but we're a commercial business. We try to use as little as possible to make as much as possible. It'll be somebody else's turn soon. The cycle turns.